At the top of the news this Wednesday evening, Pope Benedict XVI, as we just heard, held his weekly general audience today. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
Pope Benedict has spent the last number of weeks discussing the figure of St. Paul during his weekly general audience, and he continued his catechesis on Wednesday, choosing to focus on St. Paul's teaching on the church.
It was the Church of God which Paul persecuted before his conversion, and throughout his letters he uses the term church, both with reference to local Christian communities and to the church as a whole. For Paul, faith in the person of Jesus Christ and his gospel is at the heart of the church. Paul's entire work of evangelization, centered on the proclamation of the paschal mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection, was aimed at establishing new communities of those who believe in the Lord and share in the life of the Spirit.
Pope Benedict went on to say that the church is not an association, but a unique community, adding that St. Paul invites us to love and understand it more deeply.
The church thus takes shape as an ecclesia, a concrete assembly called into being by God's word. For Paul, the church is also the body of Christ, a living body, endowed with a complex of ministers which are spiritual in their origin and purpose. In the variety and the theological richness of his teaching on the church, Paul invites us to understand and love the church even more deeply and to work for her upbuilding in faith and charity.
As always, at his general audience, the Pope offered words of welcome for all those English-speaking pilgrims who had made the journey to see him.
I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors present at today's audience, including the members of the English and Welsh Bishops' Committee for Christian Unity and the representation of government officials from the Philippines. I also greet the Mill Hill missionaries and school groups present from England and Scotland. May your visit to Rome strengthen your commitment to share God's word with others. Upon all of you, I invoke the Lord's blessings of peace and joy.